Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code?
43138.
You said 43138, sir?
Yes. That okay. Is correct.
Can I have the first and last name?
Robert Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm looking for that name, sir. Bear with me.
Okay.
I'm looking, sir. Bear with me. I'm sorry. Okay. Do you have, can you spell that for me, the first and last name, please?
Okay. First name is Robert, R-O-B. E-R-T, Gamble, that's G-A-M-B-L-E, just like gambling. Do you gamble?
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. Okay. I'm not locating account with that information. Let's try. Do you have the order number by any chance?
No, I didn't order anything. That's the reason I'm calling. I was charged $39.85 to my bank card, on my banking account. I got an email from customer service that says, "Thank you for using our meal planning app. This email has informed you that your subscription has been canceled and any ongoing or all future charges have been canceled for your request." I didn't make this request. I don't know what mail balance is, and I don't know anything about this stuff.
I understand. Let me try the first six and last four of the card being charged then. I'm going to try to pull it up by the card that's charged. Do you mind providing me with that, please?
I don't have that card anymore. They canceled that card because of this.
Okay, sir.
I can tell you the last 4 digits for 9797.
Okay, sir. I would need the first six as well, sir.
I don't have it. Okay. And you don't have a membership under my name.
I'm not locating it with that first.
The email says Douglas.
I'm not locating with that first or last name. Would there be a different first or last name that could be on the account?
Try Douglas Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E.
Okay, spell that.
D-O-U-G-L-A-S.
L-E-S, okay.
A-S.
And then A-S, my apologies. A-S. Okay, and then the last name, Gamble.
Gamble. G-A-M-B-L-E.
Okay. So I have for the first name, G-O-U-G-L-A-S. Last name, G like in good, M-B.
No, G-A.
G-A.
George, Apple, Michael, Bravo, Lima, Echo.
Lima Echo, okay. Okay, so I have G-A-M-B-O-L-E, correct?
No, there's no O in it.
There's no O, I'm sorry. I thought you said O, so G-A-M-B-L-E, correct?
That is correct. That is the correct spelling of the last name.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
That's okay.
Okay. And can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about?
The shipping address?
Mm-hmm.
My home address is 684 East Main Street, Logan, Ohio, 43138.
Okay, I have gone ahead and located an account with that information today. Bear with me, sir. So I do see it looks like it was for the meal planning app. Let me see what's been done to that, if you don't mind. I do see it was canceled out on the 8th, which was, that's actually the day. Nope, yesterday. I'm thinking we're still on the 8th, I apologize. So it was canceled out the 8th, which was yesterday. Let me look over the notes to see what exactly was done. Bear with me.
Okay.
So I do see that the account has been canceled out, and it's currently in chargeback, sir. So you would have to speak to your bank about that chargeback.
I've already spoken to my bank. They're saying that they're not doing anything to help me to get me my money back. I'm calling y'all to get my money back because I didn't do this.
Okay, sir. I do apologize. Since it's been placed in chargeback, there's nothing more we can do. You would have to contact your bank so that they can.
Ma'am, I just got off the phone with my bank. I spent an hour and a half on hold with my bank. I've called 5 times to the fraud department, left 3 messages, and I'm getting no response. I don't know what else to do. I don't understand what chargeback mode is, but I'm telling you, I didn't charge this. I would like to get my money back. The lady yesterday said I could have 75% of it back. I just want my money back. I'm not screaming or yelling. I'm a little upset that this has happened.
I understand what you're saying, sir, and I do apologize. But since it's been placed in chargeback, you would have to speak to your bank at this point. When that's placed in chargeback, it freezes out our system, sir. So there would be nothing more I could do due to that chargeback that is on the account.
Okay, how long do I have to wait for this to get cleared up then? How long will that take?
So you would have to call your bank about the chargeback since they're the ones that have ruled it, sir.
My bank said they're not doing anything about it. My bank said they're not getting it because y'all have my information. Even though it's not exactly the right information, yes, you have my information, but it's not exactly the right information. Again, I did not do this.
Okay, sir. Well, I do apologize for me to be able to assist you. It would have had to not have a chargeback on the account. Since it's placed in chargeback at this point, there's nothing more we can do, sir. You would have to speak with your bank, sir. That chargeback freezes out our system from doing anything with those charges, sir. But the account is closed out, so there's not going to be any more charges coming off the account. I can provide you with the cancellation number.
I don't need that. My $39.85, I wouldn't have spent that kind of money on anything because I budget my money very, very closely.
I understand, sir. But since it's been placed in chargeback, you have to speak with your bank at this time, sir. There's nothing more we can do for you. Sir, you have to speak with your bank. I apologize, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.